It's Culturetopia, the pop culture channel of NPR News. Today we have Pop Off, where we're talking about songs at the top of the charts. And 3 out of 5 of the top spots right now are duets. Number one is Eminem and Rihanna, Love the Way You Lie. Just gonna stand there, watch me burn. Number two, after spending 5 weeks at number one, Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg with California Girls. Katie, my lady, look at here, baby. I'm all up on you. You represent California. Number four is B.O.B. and Hayley Williams with Airplanes. So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? Jay Smooth and Maura Johnston of our Pop Off team are talking about how these are all duets between guys who rap and girls who sing, which is very different from the way pop duets worked before.
They don't really sound like the duets I grew up on.
No, they're definitely missing the sort of interplay of, say, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton's Islands in the Stream or Lionel Richie and Diana Ross's Endless Love. There's definitely seems to be like more moving parts and blocks that are just being put into place as opposed to two voices telling a story. And
I mean, most of the songs I think of as classic duets, let's say Barry Gibb and Barbra Streisand, Guilty, or Rick James and Tina Marie, Fire and Desire, they're acting out some sort of courtship or romance with each other, and you're hearing two partners in a relationship interacting with each other in an intimate way. You were cold as ice long ago. Most of these ostensible duets nowadays that have a male and female voice don't seem to be talking to each other at all, really.
No, they seem to be sort of talking past each other almost. It's like, you know, free associating based on the title of whatever song they're all in.
The technology and the process of pop music making is so different now, with people each working on their home studio. I mean, whereas, let's say, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell to record Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing would probably come together in a studio and stand next to each other and record this. Nowadays, you have a producer make the backing tracks in his home studio. Then he picks a singer out of a Rolodex and emails it to the singer. And then she sings her vocals but leaves a slot open for a miscellaneous rapper to do the guest spot and emails it to him a few months later. So there's so much detachment with today's music technology that it might be only natural we hear that lack of intimacy in the music.
Sometimes they even find those rappers off Wikipedia.
The song that's been at the top of the charts for the last 5 weeks or so is Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg, California Girls. And by her own account, she picked out Snoop Dogg by browsing through West Coast rappers on Wikipedia.
I guess it's good she didn't pick Tupac.
That would have been, who knows, maybe.
Maybe it would have worked out, maybe. Tone, tan, fit and ready. Turn it up because it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play, I love the bay just like I love LA. Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys banging out. All that ass hanging out. Bikinis, zucchinis, martinis, no weenies. Just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady. Look at here, baby. I'm all up on you because you represent California.
Another difference is the structure of most songs that were written back then would allow the male and the female to each sing a verse or trade lines back and forth in the verse and then both sing together and harmonize on the chorus. So there was much more of a sense of them being connected, whereas now you'll usually have a rapper rapping the verse and the singer on the chorus, and there's no interplay, and there's basically no harmony.
Yeah.
And there's rarely any harmony between the two vocalists on a song.
Well, that's also probably might be because, you know, the rappers are brought in to rap and not sing.
That, to me, is also beyond the technology and the process of making music. The marketing strategy behind pop music is so often based on a featuring premise.
Yes.
Where we have one artist that's going to hit a certain demographic, but we want to expand our possibilities, so let's put someone else in that featuring slot who will reach a somewhat different demographic. So even just culturally and sonically, you have people that are pretty distant from each other and playing different roles.
Well, and also speaking to the marketing idea, you have it's easier when there's no harmonizing to take people out. Because when I was in Chicago recently, my taxi driver had on the local Light FM station, and they played a version of California Girls that actually had no Snoop Dogg at all. The verses that he rapped were completely excised from the song, and there was just sort of that peppy Dr. Luke beat with a little bit of Katy Perry yelping in the background. You'd think that they would have at least put in some sort of keytar solo or something to sort of, you know, bide the time.
And that's been a tradition with rapper appearances on songs for decades now that has always frustrated me to no end.
Oh, yeah. It's...
I feel like we've been musically sent to the back of the bus when that happens.
Well, it's funny because now it's not as blatant as it used to be when there were those stations that would say, you know, out and out, we don't play any rap. I mean, that was a
right.
marketing.
That was a selling point for stations.
Yeah.
It's and that's the no rap station.
Now it's sort of couched in this language that's like music your whole office can listen to.
Well, the adult contemporary premise is interesting because I do think the Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg song represents a generational shift in some ways as far as how comfortable people are with an interracial relationship in the pop sphere.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there could have been times in the past when the image of Snoop Dogg being so crudely lascivious towards Katy Perry would raise people's hairs on the back of their necks in certain parts of the country. But I feel like I have a family friend who's part of a legendary jazz band. They went out on tour with a country and western singer that I won't specify, but when they would go on tour in southern states and there'd be a certain part where they would do a duet and maybe one of the band members would sing Baby It's Cold Outside with the vocalist. It would get very tense in the audience.
Really?
Depending on where they were in the country, they might have to sneak out to their car afterwards. And this was only 10 or 15 years ago.
Wow.
And that show's probably playing to a different generation than the one that's listening to Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think on some level there's some progress there. But as far as the gender imbalance, I'm not sure that Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg is much of a step forward.
No, I don't think it's a step forward at all. I mean, you know, with California Girls, it's a very interesting sort of example because even though the song is credited to Katy Perry, the whole idea of what the California girl is and should be seems to rest in the mind of Snoop Dogg.
Greetings, loved ones.
Who's the first person you hear on the song if you're listening to a radio station that actually lets the Snoop Dogg verses go through, which some don't, you know, who sort of is the guy who's leering at all of the women who are putting themselves in Daisy Dukes and bikini tops for the purposes of garnering more male attention.
Yeah, I feel like the makeup of a duet has changed over the years because it's so much more often a rapper and a singer now, and there are so few opportunities for female rappers that it'll usually be a male rapper and a female singer, and the most natural way to combine those is to have the female singing the chorus and the rapper doing the verses, and that almost always plays out as if the singer is just echoing the rapper's thoughts. Like, the woman's place is to Just sort of repeat or mirror what the man is thinking, and it puts the man up front and puts his voice in the center. So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes. Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. you see even with the Snoop Dogg, Katy Perry, where Katy Perry nominally is the star of the song and Snoop is just in the guest spot, it still seems to be centered around his male gaze, as it were, and his perspective.
Well, I think a lot of that is just because of the of what, you know, Katy Perry is putting forth as the sort of archetype of the California girl, where it's someone who looks really good. And that's sort of the ultimate goal of the California girl in this particular song. And, you know, obviously that harkens back to other versions of California girls through time. You have the Beach Boys song, which was later covered by David Lee Roth, whose video for that song is paid homage to in the clip for this new song. Songs were obviously sung by men, and they were all sort of odes to the female form, whereas this is a woman singing, "Hey, I'm hot. Please let me know that you think I'm hot, Snoop Dogg."
And then Snoop Dogg obliges and mm-hmm. says, "Hey, I'm here to ogle you, and it's going to be even creepier than you thought it was."
Do you think people think of it as creepy, though?
Apparently not. Maybe it's a sign of generational shifts that no one really seems to bat an eye at Snoop Dogg being lascivious towards Katy.
I think also he's become sort of a, I don't want to say a folk hero, but definitely sort of like a presence in culture that's very, like people like him. People have an affinity toward him. He's done commercials. He's graduated into this place in culture where people are like, oh, Snoop Dogg, and they have affection for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely one of those rappers who can cross back and forth between having that street persona and having a cuddly, family-friendly persona, depending on the occasion. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's all right, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's all right, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. Well, I can fight. As long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off of love, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffocate. Right before I'm about to drown, she resuscitates me. She f***ing hates me, and I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back. We're running right back. Here we go again. It's so insane, cause when it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman with the wind in his back. She's lowest lane, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed. I snap, who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on him. I never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own strength. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright, because I like the way it hurts. The way that the gender roles play out in pop are especially interesting to me in the song that just became number one, the Rihanna and Eminem song, because whereas Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg really don't have much to say at all, this Eminem and Rihanna song gets pretty deep into the subject of an abusive relationship, with Eminem and Rihanna each playing their respective parts of an abusive relationship. And so there's a lot going on in that song, and given their personal histories, it's so fraught with subtext that I almost find it painful to try to process it. But the song also frustrates me because with the structure of Eminem having the verses and Rihanna only being on the chorus, right, we hear so much more of Eminem's side. We get so much of a window into the psychology of the abuser, but Rihanna's voice as the voice of the woman who survives that abuse, we get so much less insight into what's going on with her.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's also, you know, I wonder if had that song been on Rated R, Rihanna's recent album, instead of on Recovery, Eminem's recent album, if that ratio would have been flipped, and I sort of don't think that it would have.
Right, and with Eminem, I'm sort of glad that there's this sense of detachment in today's pop construction, because when I hear Eminem and Rihanna on that song, I sort of feel like the romance that's being played out on that song, I want there to be a restraining order put on. I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
That's Jay Smooth. He blogs at nildoctrine.com, and pop music writer Maura Johnston. And there's more from Jay and Maura on The Record. That's NPR's new music news blog. Find it at npr.org/music. Thanks for listening to Culturetopia.